The UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says he has a lineup of world leaders, scientists, academicians, and humanitarian experts who will pool their talents to help the poorest and most vulnerable people in the world adapt to climate change. He says climate change is happening now, and it is not limited to one part of the world. It affects both rich and poor.
We are all in the same boat, and we need to come together to resolve it. One cannot be secure at the expense of the other. And it is a problem that we need to tackle. I said we need a two-pronged approach, and they must move ahead concurrently. Mitigation, that is curbing the greenhouse gases, and adaptation, making sure vulnerable communities are protected.
Rajendra Pachauri is chairman of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the organization that was awarded this year's Nobel Peace Prize, along with former U.S. Vice President Al Gore. Pachauri is on the forum's board. He says the poor and most vulnerable have no choice but to adapt to climate change.
The inertia in the system is such that even if we were to stabilize the concentration of greenhouse gases and therefore temperatures on this planet to a reasonable level, the impacts of climate change will continue for a long time. In the case of sea level rise, it will continue for decades, if not centuries or a millennium.
Jeffrey Sachs, director of the Earth Institute at New York's Columbia University, is also on the forum's board. He says some places on the planet are already suffering from climate change. He says successfully adapting is a matter of peace on Earth.
Many of the conflict-ridden, impoverished places on the planet, in the Horn of Africa, in Sudan, in other places, have as a source of the conflict, not the only source ever, but one of the factors, grave environmental stress, often water stress, related to climate change. And this, I think, myself, is certainly the case in Darfur, Sudan.
Sachs says Darfur is a region running out of water. He says the region's long-term decline in rainfall is linked to global climate change and is a major factor in the war, which has created a humanitarian disaster for millions of people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.